Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Wild Card Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Ryanair, the Irish airline.
Okay.
Is seeking over $15,000 in damages, suing a passenger for misconduct that forced a Dublin flight bound for the Spanish island of Lanzarote to divert to Porto, Portugal, which is nearly 1,400 miles away.
Now, it's 1,400 miles from the final destination, mm-hmm. right? But it's still on line with the path from Ireland to Spain, right?
I'm pulling up the map so I can see. Well, what's going
well,
on?
Well, now, wait. Isn't Portugal kind of like it's, southwest?
It's west. It's west.
Yeah. On but, that Iberian Peninsula there.
Yeah.
So you're
it's connected to Spain.
Yeah. But
I'm guessing this island is more
it's
like
further south. No, it's much further south. So here's the map so you can see it, Dusty. It's like it's at the southern end of Morocco.
I
thought it was further up in here.
Yeah, that, so that was it my is. So it is.
It's on the way.
They are on the way, but they still landed about 1,400 miles short of the destination, and that is where they needed to pay for
160 passengers overnight, food and lodging.
All right, so. What do we know what this guy did?
We do not. And that's okay. The thing is like the only thing that is listed is inexcusable behavior. You know what? This link is lit. So let me see if there is
okay.
A
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say
description
that this is more than, you know, what's her name? Tiffany Gomez. Remember her? That guy isn't effing real at the back of the plane. This is more than that. This is more of drunk, unruly, probably maybe exposed himself, you think?
Could be, yeah.
But here's my problem. Why not? Well, I've seen the photos of where they just duct tape the guy down. Right?
That is a real thing. You may see that pop up in like comedy movies or like the like Family Guy. They do that. They have that one. Like or it, no, it's Archer. They literally like duct tape each one of them one at a time. And it's they'll do that.
Yeah. So if you're talking to me, like what would it take to make the plane divert and mm-hmm. land? I mean, if this dude is like dropping a deuce in the middle of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point we're getting close because that would just be unbearable smell. Like we had the story of the vomiting, right? Where like multiple people started vomiting. Yeah. Take me 1,000 miles away. I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if a person can be like, unless it's like Conor McGregor, you know, who I'm sitting there like, yeah, he can beat us all up. I don't know if I'm not just taking a look around at the other dudes and be like, hey, do we just want to stop this guy? We can put him in his chair and we can handle this. If we had enough like, phone chargers, just wrap him up around there and just tie him to the seat. That's a long ways to go. But what I love is that this Irish airline is going to sue the guy for 15 grand because he's the reason why they landed the plane.
Well, I wonder too, like how many outside of the forced lodging that you have to pay for all the passengers, what about all the other missed connecting flights connected to, you know?
Well, if this, I think
this was a flight direct
to a small island. Yeah, so I don't know if you're taking any connectors.
No, this was a summer holiday, but it's 160 people going on their vacation and you made them miss a day. They got, you know, probably charged for a hotel at their spot, and you made them miss a day of their vacation. Now, this is not in the same airline, Ryanair. Noticing a trend here with perhaps the Irish. A Ryanair flight was forced to alert authorities of head-on landing in Tenerife. Several passengers became disruptive on board, including one person who reportedly urinated in the aisle.
Yeah, well, you see, that may be one of the reasons why.
Yeah, because I'm with you. If you're stopping the plane and making me lay over, because I've gone through and like checked multiple links of this article of all the different papers that have it, it all cites the same thing of like unruly and unnecessary. Like, but what's weird about this is not a single passenger had a cell phone. Like, what's going on here?
So it wasn't just a dude like mysteriously sitting in one of the seats with a skinny black tie and sunglasses and a backpack that looked astonishingly like a parachute.
No.
Oh, no. It's not D.B. Cooper.
No.
No.
Nor D.B. Hooper.
All right. Here's my follow-up question. 100 miles off the coast, right? Isn't that international waters?
Just leave them out there.
Well, at what point does the pilot go, we are now over international waters and we can can handle this unruly passenger as you see fit. And then have a great day.
There we go.
And click.
Yeah. And then you just bonk him over the head and
Dusty, did you just cross over into my world?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've hung around you long enough. I'm just sitting here and trying to figure out I want my vacation to start on time.
Starting to rub off on.
But let's not act like going to Porto, Portugal is like some awful detour on your flight.
Yeah.
You stop there.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at this place, Lanzarote.
Yeah. Well, you get a night in Porto and then you go on to wherever this place is and you go to your tropical destination. I mean,
I've been all over the world and I've heard of a lot of like smaller island, but I've never heard of this place and it looks incredible. My goodness.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be absolutely just pushed to the gills if some D-hole made me miss a day in this place. Don't be wrong, Porto's dope, but I don't think Ryanair's putting you up in the Four Seasons.
Well, you gotta knock him over the head and...
Yeah, you're winding up in the Hojo.
Little Howard Johnson.
What is the international Hojo?
I don't know.
You know?
No.
No?
Hey, they still leave the light on for you at Motel 6.
When's the last time you saw the Motel 6?
Good old Tom Baudet.
I'll leave the light on for you.
It's interesting.
Yeah, those commercials used to be like, get a room for $19.99. It's like,
think about those actual prices. Huh. That's insane.
Now, here's the one thing that I always wondered about. Yeah. You get some of those rooms like the Motel 6s and the Super 8s and such, and they have the different prices for single occupancy versus double occupancy.
Yeah.
If you're both sleeping in the same bed, what the hell do you care if I got one person or two people's in here? It's a room with one bed.
Good point.
Got to charge by the person. It's more.
No, you don't. Sure, it's a room with a bed.
Well, they only vacuum half the bed.
Yeah.
Don't use the black light. When was the last time you drove by a hotel and saw like the vacancy sign? It's so.
No,
like,
that is a motel, my friend.
No, I know. But I mean, like,
Holiday Inn.
But you just don't see. Like, it used to be so common, and now that I think about it, you just don't see it anywhere.
I ain't got I-5. You'll catch some on I-5.
Well, and as much as I drive down to the Manzanitas too, there's one there on the main drag into town where they have it. So
coastal
I
cities
see it a lot.
Don't count. Yeah, coastal cities don't count.
I'm just saying. So I.
That's
I,
like a different
they're,
planet.
They're stuck
I
in the
that
80s.
Little bit.
Yeah, that's a different planet. That sign is still from 1973.
Like, I mean, those cities they're stuck in the 80s, aren't they? Like, it's a snapshot of, like, 1983?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, they've added some internet, but otherwise...
I mean, some internet.
Yeah. A little dial-up.
Yeah.
Well, what they need is to upgrade their cell towers. Because I tell you what, you get down there on a busy weekend and you can't call anybody.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
P1 Jordan with a great point on the Vancouver 4 text line. It's a cleaning fee, if you get my drift, if you have one or two people in there.
Look,
I mean,
don't tell me that one person can't do a lot of the same damage that two can.
Just don't.
Point taken.
Yeah, don't touch the curtains.
Dude, don't touch anything in those motels. I remember
that's a pretty girl down there. Yeah. I wonder if she dates one of the Yankees.
We checked into a motel one time and we had vibrating beds in college. I was like, I don't think that
you had the quarter beds.
Yeah, the quarter beds.
Oh man,
this was 2000.
That happened once.
Six. I think it was The Last of a Dying Breed.
Bro.
Yeah. We also had a motel where I had a rotary phone in my room.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
That's elite.
Yeah. The old Best Western in Havre, Montana overbooked because they didn't realize that when we booked the team hotel, it was the opening weekend of pheasant season. And
oh, God.
So they started double booking rooms. And so we were the ones that, well, actually half our team, our defense was playing better, so they got to stay at the Best Western. And I wish I was joking in that. I am not. And so we had to stay at the El Dorado Motel in Havre, Montana, where I literally walked out.
El Dorado, huh?
I walked out of the motel, and I saw a sign, and all it said was Canada, and it had an arrow.
Not a distance or anything else.
And it wasn't like a highway. It was like a side street. It just said Canada that way. I was like, oh boy, we are in the middle of nowhere.
That's tough.
Yeah. But yeah, we had the TVs had knobs on it, and we had a rotary phone in our room, and it was not connected to the motel. It was across the street.
Holy.
Yeah. Yes. I sat down on the bed and went,
yeah, that sounds about right. Like, your A-spring.
Where am I?
You don't ask the question you don't want answers to. The Irish, Danny's newly discovered answers is coming through with these flight antics, which you're not wrong. The other part of this, another text, not surprised, back in 2007, it's like a Ryanair flight from Spain to Rome. It costs $7. The passenger you get are not, you would call it the elite of society. No, Ryanair is like the Spirit Airlines of the Irish.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, like, think about that for a second. The Spirit Airlines of the Irish.
But they go to those destinations? Maybe
here's the thing. Like in Europe, though, like airfare within Europe, basically anywhere in Europe, is dirt cheap.
Yeah, but $7?
Dirt cheap. I'm not kidding, man. Dirt cheap. It just keeps going. Now, flying into Europe, expensive. Mm. Flying out of Europe, expensive. In Europe, planes, trains, automobiles, man. All cheap. It's crazy.
Well, most of those are those hostels, too, where Liam Neeson's daughter gets kidnapped, and then, you know, he has to display his variety of skills.
I've seen that documentary. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yeah.
True story.
True story.
Is it? Maybe they were Irish travelers. I've learned about this Irish traveler culture. The guy... Paul Bissonnette from Barstool.
Spitting Chiclets?
Yeah, he got into a fight down in Scottsdale. With
yeah,
like
the bar
seven
fight?
Dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and they were Irish, they're called Irish Travelers, where they're like this group of people with Irish heritage. Mm. And basically what they do is they go around and they con people. So they'll be like, hey, we'll do like your concrete in your driveway for, you know, half the rate of what they're going to do it for, and you pay us half up front, and then half when we're done, then they just take your money and go. And like those are the guys that he got into his fight with.
Oh, so
and
they
basically
coming.
Just go to town. They go to different towns and they travel around. Thus the travelers part.
Mm. Gypsies.
Yeah, kind of. And they just go and they raise hell and then rip people off and leave town.
So they had it coming.
It's like a whole little subculture thing. Maybe that's who's flying on Ryanair.
I like it.
Maybe
like
he was just raising a little hell.
The hooligans.
Yeah, that's right.